Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Today is the seventh Sunday of Easter in this part of the world. In other parts of the world, the ascension of our Lord will be celebrated today. The first reading for the seventh Sunday of Easter will be taken from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 15 to 17, 20 to 26. Our psalm for today is Psalm 103. Our second reading will be taken from 1 John, chapter 4, verses 11 to 16. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is, He prays for us. The Lord is praying or has prayed for us. My brothers and sisters, if you have endured pain, suffered a loss or losses, lost and found hope during this pandemic or period of pain, then Jesus' prayer in today's gospel would matter to you. Because whilst Jesus was praying for his apostles and disciples, he prayed also for you. He prayed for me. He prayed for us. For those who confess that he is the Son of God, he has prayed for them. For those who share and desire to share his spirit, he has prayed for you. And for those who love God and live that life of love, Jesus is constantly praying for you. Thus, my brother, my sister, Jesus has prayed for those dedicated to the mission of the triune God. He asked the Father to keep us one in love and affection as they are one, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And he asked the Father to keep us true to his holy name, for a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. And that kingdom will survive only in the name of Jesus. For the name of Jesus is certain, never fades, illuminates the dark, bestows mercy, and makes sense of suffering, and desires the best for you, the best for me, the best for us. In the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus desires the best for you. He is merciful. The name of Jesus bestows mercy. Call on that name. Therefore, my brother, my sister, we must strive to hold not onto the names of politicians and positive psychologists, but onto the name of Jesus. For the one who thinks he is standing firm should be careful not to fall. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. Even when we fall, but confess our sins, he says he will send his angels to stand guard, to guard us, and lift up our hands and feet. He will send his angels to lift up your hands and your feet to ensure you do not stumble, to ensure you do not fall again. Go to him, call on that name, the name of Jesus. Do not give up. Call on the name again. Yes, my brother, my sister, Jesus prayed for our protection, and he will never sleep nor slumber on our cases and worries. Psalm 121 verse 4, he will never sleep nor slumber on issues concerning his people Israel, concerning you. Yes, we must stop worrying and start trusting God. The people of this world worry, but we are different because we have been sanctified in the truth. And John 8:30 says, the truth will set us free. Free from slavery of evil. Free from the corruption of sin. You will be free. Call on his name, the name of Jesus. Therefore, my brother, my sister, if our lying tongues have been conquered, then we must live that life of true contradiction by walking with God and living his word in faith, love, and hope. Those baptismal graces are constantly renewed and developed in us as we work with the Holy Spirit. Thus, my brother, my sister, let us join the Holy Spirit in praying for those who cannot pray for themselves, those who cannot help themselves. And if God has placed you in a position of authority and power, make use of your time in blessing others and developing the lives of those within your community. Do not waste that opportunity, because, my brother, my sister, we will account for those great opportunities given us. Jesus prayed for his own today. Pray for those who are with you. Pray for your friends. Pray for those who cannot pray for themselves. Pray for your family. Pray for your citizens. Pray for those you govern. Pray for those you are ruling. Pray for them and help them. Do not kill them. Rather, save their lives. Save their lives and help them to remain in Christ Jesus through your own actions. May the Lord bless us as we pray for others, as we help ourselves and help others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.